Now, LakeCountryToday.com Sports. Here's Scott McLeod.
The Braves beat the Astros last night 6-1. Darius Vine struggled to begin his first start of the season, but mowed down to 11 of the last 14 batters he faced. Unfortunately, he couldn't get out of the fifth and did not get the win. Atlanta picked up four more runs in the ninth inning to stretch its lead and win on Jackie Robinson Day. The teams will play again tonight at 8:20 on OSN. A win and a loss for GMC Prep Tennis in first-round state play. The Bulldogs beat Washington Wilkes, but the Lady Tigers took out the Lady Bulldogs 3-0.
GHSA Girls State Soccer playoff action begins tonight for Class A and Class 3A. In Class A Division II, GMC Prep will host McIntosh Academy at 6 o'clock tonight on Robertson Field. Greene County will be at Johnson County, and Lincoln County will travel to Montgomery County. Lake Oconee Academy's girls earned a first-round bye with their area championship. In Division I girls soccer tonight, Jasper County will play at Raven County, and Oglethorpe County will host Commerce. And in Class 3A, Morgan County will welcome Crisp County. Second-round matches will be a week from tonight. It's the final week of the regular season in GHSA baseball, and on today's schedule, Greene County will be at Elbert County for a doubleheader. Baldwin will be at Wilkinson County. Lake Oconee Academy will be at home to battle Aquinas. Thompson will host Westside Augusta. Washington Wilkes will be at Commerce. And in GIAA play, John Millage brings in Stratford. John Hancock hosts Thomas Jefferson. Piedmont will be at home versus Central Georgia Arts. And Gatewood goes to Pinewood Christian. GCNSU baseball will be at West Georgia today for a non-conference game, trying to put an end to a three-game losing streak. Georgia Military College softball posted a pair of five-inning run rule wins last Saturday, beating South Georgia State 9-1 and 15-0. The Bulldogs raised their GCAA record to 14-4 to retake first place in the conference. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, they'll host second-place Gordon State in a doubleheader at Couch Field. Scott McLeod with Lake Country Sports.